For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Carlos Ghosn, the former chairman of Nissan, was in a Tokyo courtroom to answer charges of financial improprieties. The BBC's Rupert Winfield Hayes.
They said he came in handcuffs, in prison garb, in plastic slippers, that he looked thinner and that his hair was graying. But he has made a very robust statement and denial of the allegations against him.
Travelers are facing longer times to get through airport security as some screeners opt to stay home or moonlight rather than work without pay. TSA officials are concerned Friday's payroll deadline, when screeners will miss the first paychecks, could be a tipping point. 50,000 screeners can't afford to miss a check. Federal courts may have to close in a few weeks, and people who depend on food assistance may also lose it.
It's not just going to hurt my family, it's going to hurt everybody's family.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the upper Midwest, people are scraping ice off their windshields again due to another snowstorm that's sweeping across parts of Wisconsin, northern Minnesota, and Michigan. Many people are hoping for an early spring.
I want to move out of state. I don't like this anymore.
I deal with it by doing fun things inside and wishing that I could go on vacation.
I would like to see a daffodil right now.
With a look at some of the awards bestowed Sunday night at what some call the pre-Oscars, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
At the 76th Annual Golden Globe Awards, Bohemian Rhapsody, the saga about the rock band Queen, which could have easily been categorized as a comedy musical, ended up winning the year's Best Motion Picture Drama. And actor Rami Malek won Best Actor in a Motion Picture Drama for portraying Freddie Mercury, the band's frontman.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man.
The real Freddie Mercury died back in 1991. While Green Book, the account of a true life road trip through the Jim Crow South, could have been competing for Best Drama, it ended up winning the award for Best Comedy or Musical. And Christian Bale took home a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Motion Picture Comedy for his portrayal of former VP Dick Cheney in Vice. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.